And the seafood industry, well, you would have seen how the seafood industry was being hit with those huge price reductions on lobster in front of Christmas. And the managing director of Ferguson Seafood, Andrew Ferguson, joins us to have a chat about the impact on the seafood industry of those prices. Andrew, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Keith.
The price reductions of lobster, is that something that you foresee continuing into the next little while because of the current trade situation?
I think you're right, Keith. I think it will be around until we can either find other markets or even if we could, you know, maybe there is a way of sorting something out with China, but I don't like the chances of that happening anytime soon, for sure. So, yes, we will see a lowering in the price for you know, times to come.
Are you in current discussions with any government ministers, be that state or federal, or any other companies about how you might be able to improve the relationship with China, or is that something a little bit higher than the seafood companies themselves?
Well, it's probably a good question, Keith, but no, I have reached out to different politicians and had a bit of a chat with people that I know of, ministers and that, but it seems a little bit vague. I think, you know, I read the papers too, and we have, you know, obviously strained relations with China at the moment. I think that's all part of it. So I don't know. There doesn't seem to be any strategic plan to sort of take us back into China. It's more, we're more tied with the political issues, I suppose, and that's sort of not helped us at all. But in meanwhile, we've got to keep going as a business and try and find a way forward into other markets. And, you know, we've been obviously lowering the price a bit has helped in the local market for sure. But there's a big volume of seafood out of South Australia going into export, and we've got to find those niches. And I guess COVID isn't really helping us either. That's another where it's rife around the world. And had that not been, you know, there, we would have had a lot more opportunity to find other markets in Europe and America and those sort of places. But we just have to wait till that dissipates a bit, I think.
Speaking with Andrew Ferguson, the Managing Director of Ferguson Seafood this morning on Good Morning EP. Andrew, you did mention COVID impacting on the industry at the same time. Has that been specifically rock lobster related, or has it merged into other sorts of seafood as well?
Yeah, it sort of has, because China are not taking a lot of imported seafood that in packaging, which our ocean jackets go into China as well, and they're containerized in frozen form. So the Chinese believe that they can catch the COVID from the outer packaging. And so that has impacted us as well. And not only Australian product, but other products coming from the rest of the world. So, yeah, there's a lot going on, Keith, that we've got to deal with at the moment. It is awkward times as an exporter.
Well, it's certainly something that we'll be keeping an eye on, and it's not a bad patriotic duty to do, is to buy and eat a bit more seafood at the same time. Andrew Ferguson, Managing Director of Ferguson Seafood, thanks for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.